All right. If you haven't seen the story, it's on Twitter. This guy was found him last night during the game. His name's James. Now, how do we say your last name again?
It's Pelling. It's, Pelling. As in spelling, but without the S.
And as you can tell, James is from North Carolina. No. Now, tell everyone how far you traveled to come to the Red Wings home opener last night, James.
Just a few miles. I came from Sydney, Australia, and took me the best part of 31 hours all in.
Aaron and I were talking about this. How did you become a Red Wings fan in Australia?
It's a family link. So, part of my family's Swedish, and it's been in the family for as long as I can remember, that there was always a love of skating and ice hockey. And, pretty much from 3-4 years old, my father used to come to here in Chicago and bring me back caps when I was younger. And basically, that's what sort of started the fire. It's absolutely, I haven't looked back since. And, it's kind of adopted the Wings since I was, nay-high, really. So, nearly 40 now. So it's a good 37 years ago that I started loving this team. And, this was kind of my bucket list thing, to come over and see this great city and see a game. And a few things kind of got in the way before. But, it's absolutely fantastic. Been a fantastic couple of days.
You're awesome.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. I mean, thank you for having me in this amazing city. I'm definitely going to come back next year if I can. So... can't give enough superlatives.
I was looking on your Twitter account at the things you brought with you, for your visit to Detroit, and you had quite the plethora of jerseys hanging up on your clothesline. So which one did you end up wearing last night?
It could only be the one, for Henrik Zetterberg. Being a Swede, it just felt right to wear number 40 last night. So seeing the great man drop the puck as well, Yeah. Pretty emotional for me, and the fans around us, obviously you could tell by the reception he got, it's just he's engraved in the hearts of many, I think. But had to be number 40 last night.
James, you're awesome, and I know you're suffering from probably some crazy jet lag, but once again, if you're just joining us, James flew all the way from Australia to beat the home opener last night for the Red Wings, and hopefully you get a Coney and maybe to listen to some Bob Seger music and visit the Motown Museum while you're here.
I tell you what, that all sounds pretty awesome. The Coney Island thing is definitely going to happen at some stage today. So,
take pictures, keep sharing. We're going to follow you on Twitter as well, and we'll post that up as well. James, welcome to the Motor City. Go Red Wings.
Hey, let's go Red Wings. Thanks for having us, guys. Really appreciate the call.